Thank you and good morning. Counties across the region in both Northern California and Southern Oregon will receive payments in lieu of taxes for the 2016 fiscal year. The Department of the Interior announced yesterday that more than $450 million will be paid to more than 1,900 local governments across the country. For Humboldt County, that means a payment of $820,000. Mendocino will receive $630,000. Del Norte County will get just over $600,000. And Trinity County, $566,000. The PILT program was instituted in 1976 and amended in 1982, and payments are based on a formula of population, receipt, sharing payments, and the amount of federal land in a particular county. In Humboldt, that means just under 500,000 acres. In Southern Oregon, payments totaling just over $3 million will be paid out to counties like Josephine, Klamath, and Curry. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer, when asked how the city was dealing with providing affordable housing for low-income and very low-income residents, responded by saying they've expanded housing stock. Tomorrow evening, Arcata City staff will hold a mobile home affordability meeting at the D Street Neighborhood Center to gather demographic data and information from mobile home park residents. The city is looking at mobile homes as a potential source of affordable housing, and city staff from the Community Development Department are planning to mail out surveys to all city residents who live in mobile home parks. The community meeting begins at 5:30 tomorrow evening. Jordan Christmas has news from Rio Dell.
At their meeting Tuesday night, the Rio Dell City Council rejected the commercial medical marijuana land use ordinance in a 3-2 vote. Since 2015, the City Council has developed the regulatory framework for the land use ordinance, and the draft was approved by the Planning Commission in a 4-0 vote. After 9 public meetings and modifications to the ordinance, it failed to pass at Tuesday night's meeting, with council members Jack Thompson and Tim Marks, as well as Mayor Frank Wilson, dissenting. Council members Deborah Garnes and Gordon Johnson voted to approve the ordinance.
Thank you, Jordan. Eureka police arrested one man and are searching for a second man in connection with a burglary at the Radio Shack on Myrtle Avenue early yesterday morning. Police arrested 27-year-old Cody Collins of Eureka after they responded to an alarm at the business, and a witness reported seeing two men flee towards the cemetery. Collins was quickly located, but the second suspect managed to elude pursuit and remains at large. The two suspects broke the front window to the Radio Shack and fled with electronics, some of which was recovered from Collins. A fire at an abandoned house on West 2nd Street sent a transient to the hospital with smoke inhalation at just before midnight on Tuesday. Firefighters found smoke and flames coming from a window when they arrived on scene and found the interior filled with trash and old furniture. The fire was knocked down within 10 minutes, and no firefighters were injured during the incident. The cause remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to approve an excise tax on marijuana cultivation, a graduated tax that will charge between $4.50 per square foot for large-size grows and $1 per square foot for smaller cultivations. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg spoke about the proposal to implement the tax and used the cost associated with the startup of any other business and the permitting, taxes, and equipment costs that are part and parcel of running a business.
You know, one of the things that we talked about and I had county council look into was how a business works is if they buy a piece of equipment, you know, within a week, they're going to get a letter from the assessor's office saying, oh, nice new piece of equipment. Here's your tax bill for it. You add a garage onto your house or you build a house out in the middle of nowhere with no permits, you might not get a letter from county building and planning, but you sure as heck are going to get a letter from the assessor's office.
With the passage of the state medical marijuana package, local taxes will come on top of state sales taxes, and Sundberg said that the budding marijuana industry should be treated like any other business.
Having cannabis be a legal product now, an ag product, where there's a permitting process to it, why is it any different? And so why aren't we looking at going out and finding a way to, you know, get the taxes from even the ones who aren't coming in for permitting? I mean, it's the difference between being a rich county and a poor county.
You can hear Supervisor Ryan Sundberg talk marijuana taxes and other topics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.